From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Two explosions have been reported at a Houston area chemical plant that lost power after flooding from Hurricane Harvey. The Houston Chronicle is reporting that two explosions and black smoke are coming from the Arkema Incorporated plant on Thursday morning. A spokeswoman for the plant in Crosby, Texas, said late Wednesday that the flooded facility had lost power and backup generators amid Harvey flooding, leaving it without refrigeration for chemicals that become volatile as the temperature rises. Meanwhile, thousands of people have been rescued from the raging floods from Houston to eastern Texas, and countless others await the arrival of the military or Good Samaritans to bring them to safety.
We thought we lost him. He went quiet. And so we were screaming and hollering at him. And we really thought we lost him, but he hollered out. He'd grabbed some vines on a tree.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency says it has begun the process of issuing vouchers to get people out of shelters and into hotels. Houston's Mayor Sylvester Turner applauded the federal assistance while urging others in charge to keep the plight of the storm's victims a top priority.
We all have to operate with a strong sense of urgency, not just at the beginning, but all the way through to the end. People are not just going to assess and evaluate us on how we started. People are going to evaluate us on how we ended this.
Meanwhile, monsoons are flooding parts of India this week, adding to the toll of a season that has killed 1,200 people so far across South Asia. A building housing several families collapsed Thursday in Mumbai, killing at least two people and trapping around 30 others following lots of rain. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump Wednesday tweeted that the U.S. has been talking to North Korea and paying them, quote, extortion money for 25 years. Talking, he said in the tweet, is not the answer. Tufts University South Korea analyst Sung-Young Lee said Mr. Trump may have a point.
It is the fact. The U.S. between 1995 and 2008, according to the Congressional Research Service, has provided North Korea with over $1.3 billion in aid, consisting mostly of food and fuel aid.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, meeting with his South Korean counterpart, however, repeated that the international community is not done with diplomacy. Meanwhile, Japan said it favors a new UN Security Council resolution following this week's ballistic missile test by Pyongyang that went over Japan. North Korean diplomat Ju Yong-chol insisted his government has a right to self-defense and warned against further sanctions or pressure on the North Korean government.
If the U.S. fails to act with discretion and persists in its reckless attempts to stifle the DPRK, we DPRK will not hesitate to take further tougher countermeasures.
North Korea said Tuesday's launch was intended to counter U.S.-South Korean military exercises. The U.S. Defense Department Wednesday acknowledged there are more U.S. troops in Afghanistan than the official level of 8,400. Dana Smith is a Pentagon spokesperson.
This is not an announcement of a troop increase. We are simply being more transparent about the way we communicate America's military commitment in Afghanistan while still protecting sensitive information.
The Pentagon says it has about 11,000 troops, in the South Asian nation. Meanwhile, the actual numbers of U.S. troops in Syria and Iraq remain under review. The United Nations Wednesday charged Venezuela's security forces have committed widespread human rights violations in crushing anti-government protests. It warned that democracy is barely alive in the South American country. The UN Human Rights Office said developments suggest a policy to repress political dissent and instill fear. It called on Caracas to release detained demonstrators and halt the use of military courts to try civilians. And Cameroonian President Paul Biya has directed a military court to drop the case of three Anglophone activists. Three men were arrested following last year's protests by English speakers alleging discrimination in the majority Francophone country. The three have denied charges of hostility toward the state or fomenting secession or war. I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.